Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. Michael Babcock is out this week, so all week you are going to get the return of the triumvirate. Mojo Mudaddy, Lucas Widman, and Edward Lewis. And ladies and gentlemen, baseball season is officially underway. Edward Lewis, is Shohei Ohtani still the talk of the town or what?
Believe it or not, despite him kind of addressing it all on Monday and kind of putting everything to bed and saying he didn't bet on baseball and had no knowledge of what Ipe Mizuhara did with his funds and the alleged gambling and all that stuff, it's still a storyline in the MLB, specifically surrounding the Dodgers. Obviously, the number one question is how much will it affect them? Not just going forward, but tomorrow specifically on the opening day. So we actually got Mookie Betts out and we had to ask. That's the top question we need to know from the Dodgers superstar. Is it a distraction? Has all this been kind of a mess? Here's what he had to say.
No shortage of storylines. We saw Shohei came out and said his piece earlier in the week. Any distraction at all with you guys, or you guys are focused completely on what's at hand on the diamond?
No. We just focus on business, taking care of business, and that's all we keep first.
What's it like being around Shohei as the player?
It's awesome. It's awesome. A really good teammate, which you just don't hear a whole lot because, you know, a lot of things are private with him. And so just to really get to see him up close and personal and get to see how he works and get to see how he goes about his day, and it's awesome.
How about hitting in front of him and hitting in front of him and Freddie and all the guys behind them that they can't pitch around you this season?
Yeah, I haven't really got the full grasp yet because we haven't gotten into the season. So I think here in a couple months, I'll really be able to answer that question.
I'm going to call BS on that. I think it's impossible for this to not be a distraction. It is the biggest story in sports right now, and I don't care how many years you've been in the pros. That's going to distract people quite a bit, especially with you're going to have fans in the stands. I know this weekend it's going to be the home crowd, but you know, you're going to go to opposing stadiums. People are going to say, Shohei, make a bet, just stuff like that. You know, the heckling and all that is going to go throughout the season.
Oh, absolutely. It's a distraction, right? How can you not talk about this every single chance you can get? So obviously everyone's going to talk about it. It will be a distraction somewhat. As long as it doesn't affect your play on the field, I think we're okay here. I mean, look, let's not forget the size of the contract that he just signed, him going to new teams. We're talking about Mookie as well. Like all of these situations, these are major, major storylines for the season outside of this huge scandal. So regardless of the fact that we are probably going to be talking about this for quite a long time, as long as you go and you get it done on the field and rise above this, I think that's absolutely the key. All right, fellas, moving right along. Guys, this is absolutely the story of the day for me. I am thrilled to talk about this one. Lucas, what are we talking about here?
Caitlin Clark, the college basketball superstar. When it's all said and done, when she graduates, she is going to be a very rich woman, possibly, because Ice Cube's Big Three League is offering her $5 million to suit up for their upcoming season. And it would actually only be an 8-game deal and potentially 2 playoff games. But that is just an insane amount of money, especially in the sport where you take the best players in the WNBA and they're only making about, you know, $250,000. Caitlin will only make about $76,000 if she becomes the first overall pick in the upcoming draft. So it's something that is truly historic for the sport. Ice Cube actually spoke about it, saying, look, we've been doing this nonstop in the Big Three where we've had women come in and coach. Lisa Leslie actually won a championship in one of the seasons. So it's just another step further for us, and we want to continue to expand and include women in our organization. Now, he actually talked about it on Pat McAfee as well, and you know, you would think that Caitlin Clark would jump on this opportunity, but it doesn't really sound like she is just yet.
Our offer is in. You know, we just need an answer as soon as they're ready to give us one. This is a special situation, a special player, you know, that's moving the needle, you know, in a lot of different areas, you know, ratings, attendance, ticket sales. this, that, and the other. So, you know, of course, our sponsors are very interested in a player like this. So, you know, this is our first, look at, a player and going after this aggressively, because we know it would move the needle in the league. And that's where we want to be.
And I'm going to make a quick note. Ice Cube is not saying pick the WNBA or the Big Three. He wants them to both coexist in this, and he wants her to be able to play for the WNBA as well as the Big Three, and he's going to move around the schedule to accommodate her needs.
Look, Caitlin Clark is, by all accounts, already a millionaire because of the NIL deals and all that stuff, and her huge success at Iowa already the past couple years. She's already got a lot of money. This is not like the old days where college basketball players or even college football players used to come out and they'd be just broke, you know, and the $5 million is huge, massive amounts of money. I mean, she's already got a bankroll here. So she has to make sure that this deal is worth it for her. You know, she can't just be a circus animal that they go and trot around for 8 games and they throw peanuts at her and everybody laughs and dances. Like, she is a legitimate professional athlete, and she wants to, have the jersey deals, the Nike deals, the all kinds of brand deals. And she has to make sure that, is the Big Three the right way to do that all? I'm not saying one way or the other, but generally a 3-versus-3 league where you're the only woman, it does feel a little bit kitschy and it does feel a little gimmicky for somebody who's the greatest women's basketball player, at least collegiately, of all time. So who knows what she's going to do? $5 million at the end of the day does talk. It does say a lot, especially like you said, Lucas, when she's only going to be making $76,000 in the WNBA. But at the end of the day, she's going to make a ton of money. She's already made a ton of money. So it's more about down the line than it is right now, I think, and when it comes down to her decision.
Edward, I'm hearing everything you're saying. I really respect what you're saying, but
who cares? Bro, what? Are you kidding me? $5 million versus $76,000? I don't care if she has $100 million in the bank. That means nothing. This is $5 million to go play in the Big Three. And by the way, she can still go play in the WNBA. That Ice Cube just clearly said that. Literally, my only hesitation here would be to make sure that she actually received that money, maybe put in that escrow somewhere, parking that money somewhere, so those funds have been cleared and exited the Big Three's account, so it's just waiting for her as long as she plays the season. Barring that, brother, we are good to go. Brand deals, that's not even all she's going to make. She will get extra brand deals. Hell, she might even get more of them because it's a 3-on-3 league. There's way more eyes and attention that's going to be on her for this. I mean, afterwards, after she makes this money, if they don't renew her for similar numbers, yeah, go back to the WNBA. I can't believe I'm saying this. In this situation, it's actually a step down, even though that is the pinnacle in women's basketball. But this money talks. You got the rest of your career to go back and play there if you need to. But while you got money like this on the table, that is life-changing money. Coming up next on TMZ Sports, we sit down with Duke Blue Devils basketball captain Jeremy Roach, fresh off of a pinky finger dislocation, ahead of his Sweet 16 matchup with number one ranked Houston. Find out what we chat about next on TMZ Sports. Welcome back to TMZ Sports. I am your host, Mojo Mutati, in a very tough predicament right now, because as you all know, big Maryland Terrapin in the house, and right now I am speaking with not just an average player on the Duke basketball team, but the captain of the entire squad, fresh off of a massive beatdown of JMU 93-55. Jeremy Roach, how are we doing today, my friend?
Doing good.
Thanks for playing along with that whole Maryland-Duke rivalry. I know we're in the Big Ten now, but we still take it personal because of how good y'all have been for so long. But, hey, let's dive right in. You guys have a massive matchup this week, taking on number one seed Houston. Going to be a huge game. Tell us about the game. Tell us how you're liking this matchup. I'd love to hear from the captain of the squad.
As you know, they have one of the top offenses and top defenses in the country. Obviously, their defense speaks for itself. Not going to take any credit away from them. They're a great team. But I'm just excited for the opportunity, just another chance to go to a Sweet 16. I know there's a lot of guys first time, it's my second time, so kind of got to share my experiences with all the other guys, but I'm just excited for this matchup in Dallas.
How you feeling, man? Because I want to talk about your health for a second. I mean, you had a pretty nasty dislocation of your pinky finger just very, very recently. Always pretty badass when a player can throw back in their joints and go back to work. But obviously, you're a basketball player. You need your hands. How has it affected your game and practice this week? How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. Just taping it up when I go to practice. Doesn't really bother me much. I mean, a little sore right now, but by the end of the week, I mean, I'll be fine. Definitely was some. I haven't had anything like that happen to me, so like it was definitely pretty shocking to me when it happened when I first saw it.
Yeah, I mean, what was going through your head? You look down at your hand, you see one of your fingers sticking the wrong direction. I mean, did any panic set in? I mean, were you concerned about the rest of the tourney?
It was definitely panic, but I really was trying to get to the trainer as fast as I could and get him to pop it back in, because I know when you have a dislocation, it hurts when it's popped out, but once it goes back in, then the pain kind of eases up. So once he popped it back in, the pain was still there, but it wasn't as bad as it was when it was sideways.
I have this conversation with you. I've had my share of shoulder surgeries. Those dislocations plagued me back in the day. So once they put that finger back in, it was just a little bit of pain and you were pretty much good to go right away.
Yeah. He said it was like 10 minutes. It'll be 10 minutes. Like the pain will still keep going, but like after 10 minutes, it's like the pain will kind of ease away, but it's still pretty sore right now, but it's not going to affect me for Friday.
Well, man, I've been really excited to talk to you. I definitely wanted to ask you about that dislocated finger, but there's actually something I'm a little bit even more excited to talk to you about. We're going to break this one down because this is something that resonates to me personally on a lot of levels. You have a new NIL deal from what I understand, and it's a play off of your last name. You have a deal with Raid Bug Spray. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Definitely was a huge opportunity. I mean, shout out to Ray for letting me partner. Obviously, my last name is big time to kind of keep my last name with NIL and just keep my family name in there. So I know they did a partnership with a girls player on a Baylor's team. So it's definitely good to stay in the family for sure.
This was fun for me because my stepdad, my stepbrother, their last name is Roach. So this is a really cool one. But I mean, this is a product that everybody knows, right? That everybody uses all over the world. And now you're kind of the face of a product like that. Did you ever think when you were a young kid, I mean, obviously you had dreams of playing ball, but did you ever have dreams of being the face of a brand like this, especially Raid in particular? Was that ever on your bucket list or something?
I mean, it was definitely like circling, but like once NIL kind of hit, it was like, all right, yeah, this could be a possible thing. My dad is huge in the Raid. I mean, he's got hundreds of cans at the crib. So definitely was something that was a possibility. But now with Raid actually being able to partner with and do stuff with through NIL when I'm in college, I mean, it was definitely an opportunity I just had to just jump on.
Well, Jeremy, I never thought I'd have this much fun talking to a Duke Blue Devil, but here we are. I guess they call it March Madness for a reason. Hey, we're going to be cheering for you this weekend, my friend. Huge, huge game taken on number one Houston. Any parting thoughts for everybody? Anything you want to say before we wrap this one, my friend?
Just stay tuned. Check us out on Friday. Shout out to Ray. Appreciate Ray for everything. And stay tuned for Friday. It'll be a show.
The triumvirate of Mojo Mutati, Lucas Whitman, and Edward Lewis. Guys, I'm still fired up after talking about Caitlin Clark. But time to talk about another topic I'm very passionate about because it involves my doppelganger, Lucas. What am I talking about?
We're talking about Travis Kelce's body here. And like we were talking about the other day, when he went to the Bahamas with Taylor Swift, a lot of people were talking about, kind of looked like he put on a little bit of weight, but he actually addressed it on his New Heights podcast with his brother Jason. When Saquon Barkley was asking, look, who can drink more between you two guys, whether it's a chugging contest or actually quantity of beers? And Travis literally just revealed, look, man, it's the off season, and that's going to be my explanation for it. Check it out.
At a drinking contest, who's winning? At a drinking contest, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've beaten Jason the last 3 to 5 times.
Mm-hmm. He's on a chug-off. This is completely made up. First of all, what's the competition? What? We're talking about chugging, just chugging a beer?
So chugging and then like toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe
like,
with what?
Like who's calling quits?
Oh,
yeah, well, I can definitely drink more volume. I don't even think that's a question.
What?
Yeah.
What? You think? You're already down to 260.
I'm 283.
We're in the same weight class now.
I know, but you don't have the heart that I do when it comes to drinking. Ooh.
It's March. We're in the same weight class right now.
If you didn't catch that there, Jason is basically saying he's 283 pounds. And Travis Kelce, if you know about his career, he generally plays around 250 pounds. But for him to then say, it's March, I'm in your weight class now, basically insinuating I put on anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds this offseason, and it's because it's March and I don't have any real NFL responsibilities for months, essentially. They don't have to go to mandatory OTAs till May. They don't have to do training camp till August. They don't have to play a meaningful game until September. We've seen him out at a pizza joint, so we know he's getting pizza and he's eating the things that he probably doesn't normally eat during regular season. But he is obviously hitting the gym. We talked about that earlier this week, so he's staying in shape a little bit, but he made light of it. You heard there that he has put on some weight, and we did see it at the Bahamas. I mean, he is not as fit as we usually see him, and he's just saying, basically, it's just because it's March. Don't worry. I'll be back down in my lower weight class soon.
Hey, I had a whole thing I wanted to say about this really being the regular season now that it's beach season with Taylor Swift. It's almost more important to be in shape now that you're not underneath the helmet and shoulder pads. But after hearing that whole discussion with the Kelce brothers about who can drink more, I'm just moving right past this situation with Taylor. She's out of the discussion now. If I had to bet on who is the better drinker between the Kelce brothers, even though he's my doppelganger, I'm going Team Jason all day. An offensive lineman, a center versus a tight end, I don't care what they weigh. Jason Kelce can definitely put some beers away for longer. If we can go, this picture right here, glad, perfect timing, you read my mind. This picture looks like the legendary photo of Andre the Giant holding that little beer can in his enormous hand. Jason Kelce is a monster, and we've seen his antics. I have partied with Travis. I will give Travis the edge when it comes to the more entertaining partier. I think he's the bigger personality for sure. But in terms of total volume, drinking them down and chugging faster, I am going to give that advantage to Jason. Sorry, Trav. Guys, we're talking about Coach Prime. Deion Sanders is literally lost in the woods. Check this out.
Went for a nice little casual jog. Usually I have this jog that I always take this course, but my knees, first time I jogged in years, I run when I'm in Boulder, but this is the first time I got on the street and actually jogged. My knees were hurting last night. So I said, you know what, I'm a run on the golf course or run on a softer surface. So I took off out the back. Great jog going. Stopped, took pictures of the beautiful scenery and the ocean and all of that. Got back on the course. And I decided that this hill was too steep. So let me just take a shortcut and go around. Your boy dead lost. I'm dead lost and I don't even know how to get back home. And my back tightened up on me. So I found myself a nice little bench and I'm chilling. I didn't know how to do my location stuff on the phone because you know I'm old. So Darius told me and Bucky, so they trying to come get on the golf cart and come find me right now. Cat down there in a motorcycle. I don't know if he waiting me out or I'm waiting him out. Either way, it's going down if it go down. Anyway, back to the story at hand. I'm dead lost. That's bad when you go out for a jog and don't know how to get back home. Wow.
The greatest cornerback of all time getting lost on a jog. It's hard to see, right? He's 56 years old now. He turned 57 in August. So maybe Father Time really is always undefeated. I will say, though, he did tweet a few hours after this incident that once I was lost, but now I'm found. So all's well that ended well here.
I was watching this video for like a minute before I realized he wasn't talking in metaphors and that he was actually legitimately lost. But I mean, it's good to know that Deion can jog. I mean, he's had all these health issues recently, and it's good to know that he's still working on his fitness and everything. But yeah, I mean, that's got to be terrifying, especially when you're in the Dominican Republic. You don't know where you are. Shout out to technology, though. At least we kind of knew that there were going to be some people who would be able to help him out there.
Yeah, not just lost, fellas, but lost after your back tightened up. Losing the inability to get unlost. I mean, he was obviously parked on that bench for a reason. Thank goodness somebody found him. At first, I was worried he was like deep into the wilderness and no one was definitely going to find him anytime soon. But luckily, there was a stream nearby. And again, he is found, so all is well. Guys, that's going to do it for us today here on TMZ Sports. But fellas, we got a big one. We caught up with WWE superstar Becky Lynch, who actually has just released a brand new book, and we have a lot of questions for her. Find out what they are tomorrow on TMZ Sports, where it will be the best show since today!